Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, back from Comic-Con. It is July 29th, 2016, and we made it. That's important. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Star Trek Beyond, which I saw the premiere of in San Diego. It made $59 million, and it should have made more because it's great. Well, it was fun. I mean, if you like Star Trek on the whole and you like looking for Easter eggs and nods to you, this is a movie for you. If you've seen all the TV shows, especially, you're going to get something out of this. The Secret Life of Pets was number two with $29 million. Lights Out, number three, $21.6 million. Ice Age Collision Course debuted at number four. Not great, $21.3 million. And Ghostbusters rounded out the top five with $21.0 million. It's really close for those final three. Ghostbusters was great, by the way. I don't think I got to mention that since I saw it, but it was good. New this week, Jason Bourne, Bad Moms, Nerve, and others in limited release. In the news, VH1 Classic is a cable channel which will be rebranded MTV Classic very soon. It's going to start nakedly appealing to my generation, and possibly yours, with what we watched as teenagers, or younger, depending on how old you are. Beavis and Butthead, Aeon Flux, Daria, and all that stuff will be on there because we're old now, and MTV used to be kind of a, for lack of a better description, much nerdier channel. It wasn't just music and television, it was a lot about animation, and that's where they reran encores of Ren and Stimpy back when that was new at night. They would, Viacom channels would show that. Ren and Stimpy used to be edgy. In my day, when we had, you know, broken glass stapled to our feet when we walked to school, uphill in the snow both ways. I got nothing. Anyway, He-Man, Super 7 launched The Curse of the Three Terrors at Comic-Con. It was sold on VHS. They are going to be selling it online digitally. It's about 10 minutes long, and it looks like a mashup between Filmation's original show and the kind of animation you see now from Adult Swim. It's pretty neat. They got Alan Oppenheimer, Skeletor, to do a bunch of voices. And check it out if and when you can. It's neat. Geoff Johns was promoted to the president of DC Entertainment. Wow! There's a new Blair Witch Project sequel coming. Rick Springfield will be playing Lucifer on Supernatural for season 12. It's also on, still. And you probably are either its biggest fan or have no idea what it is. But it's got a huge fan following, and merchandise is starting to trickle out after the first decade of being on the air. It's a fascinating, I'm hesitant to use the word success story, but it is succeeding, and it has a great fan base. Just nobody, it's the best kept secret in fandom, it seems. Netflix picked up the new Mystery Science Theater 3000, so you're probably covered. The new Star Trek TV show that'll be on CBS All Access in the U.S. and Netflix internationally will be called Star Trek Discovery. The title of the show is also the title of the ship. It is modeled on an unused Ralph McQuarrie concept drawing for the Enterprise from the 1970s, meaning that in many ways Star Trek really is a lot like Star Wars now because, you know, they're both reusing old Ralph McQuarrie stuff. Wonder what else there is for Star Trek. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Don't miss our iCup sale. Buy one, get one 40% off. Mugs, cups, aprons, games, and a lot more can be yours. We've got Simpsons, Workaholics, DC, Flintstones, Star Wars, Ninja Turtles, and a lot more. Good stuff, and the sale ends Tuesday. Toy news. There's a lot coming in, so I don't have everything. And a couple of things I'm not quite sure what got discussed at the show, and how much was just in public, so we'll see. At Comic-Con, we saw Hasbro reveal a ton of new stuff, including Transformers Generations Nah, the Sharktacon, Sawback, based loosely on Leon, a very rare Japanese Headmasters toy, Bumblebee, Megatron, a Walgreens exclusive Brainstorm, a sixth Combiner box that was also announced as an upcoming exclusive to a certain web store with a podcast that you're listening to right now. Robots in Disguise will continue with store exclusives, including Starscream in two scales, Bumblebee, Paralon, and more. Sorry, no, Bumblebee. Optimus Prime with wings and stuff. A wish for wings at work. Super 7 announced more Muscle Men, Street Fighter 2, Ghosts and Goblins, and Alien. Street Fighter 2 looks great. If you collect the old Muscle Man, Kaneko Man, Kenkeshi, whatever you want to call them, they look about right. I mean, everybody's like, ooh, they're getting there. This is pretty good stuff. Marvel Legends will expand to include Netflix, Punisher, and Jessica Jones, plus Angela. Awesome Doctor Strange figures. I mean, the Benedict Cumberbatch likeness is really just smack you in the face good. A Disco Dazzler is coming with roller skates. A new Groot in the outfit with the blue out. Kind of is a Ravager. I think it's a Ravager's outfit. A giant Captain America shield. And a lot of these items will be up for pre-order as soon as possible. One of the Cap shields is up for pre-order right now. And there's going to be a lot of new Hasbro stuff going up next week. Pop Culture Shock, formerly the guys from Soda Toys, are doing action figures for an American Werewolf in London. Three action figures plus a figure and a creature from John Carpenter's The Thing are coming soon. I don't know when soon is, but they're coming, and they're coming soon. One of the other things I saw at the show, I have not gone through all my photos yet, but it was fascinating to see, one of the original sculptors for Playmates Toys had a booth there with decades of prototypes for Ninja Turtles and Star Trek and all the other stuff he worked on. Most interesting, though, if you're me and you're old, you might remember hearing stories from a certain internet newsletter in the 1990s about an unreleased series of concepts for Playmates when they were trying to go after the Star Wars license. Well, those prototypes surfaced. They had two of them there. The Bespin Luke figure statue thing you've heard about, the missing display base, and also a C-3PO 4.5-inch figure that was basically in line with Star Trek at the time. I got pictures. They will be going up somewhere someday soon. But just so you know, those things survived and they're out there, and just because you haven't seen the entire history of Star Wars doesn't mean it's not still out there. And that goes for Star Trek and Turtles and everything else. It's if we all work a little bit on this, we're going to find a lot of interesting stuff, because typically there's a few prototype hunters out there and a couple of guys really networking to find out stuff, but there's so much out there we don't even have a clue about. I can't wait to find out what else starts to surface. Especially since the 1990s, it seemed like they did a good job keeping it all super-duper quiet. But anyway, we posted new exclusives. This is one of the exciting things from the last couple of weeks. Hasbro Star Wars fans, another 3¾-inch exclusive was announced. We started taking orders on it, and let me tell you, it's selling well. The Black Series adjacent Astromech Droids exclusives are up. You get 6 droids, one from the original Star Wars. There was a white and green droid that was actually removed from the movie in the special editions. This is that figure. There's Jabba's Bartender, which doesn't even have a name. It's a red and white droid that looks kind of like an inverse Coca-Cola can. That's coming in this set from Return of the Jedi. You can see it in the movie if you don't blink and you squint a bit. A friend of mine pointed out to me years and years ago, and I'm like, hey, that's not a thing anyone knows about, so here you go. There's also 4 droids from the Clone Wars, including Plo Koon's droid, a great orange droid from Shadow Squadron, Zero the Hutt's bartender droid, which has one of the most spectacular designs you've ever seen. It's like blue and gray, and it's got black sun tattoos on it. It's got drinks. It's cool. And also KTQT of Droid Squad, complete with the black and yellow upgrade marks on her dome. The set went through lots of internal discussions. I internally discussed a lot of things, and Hasbro internally discussed a lot of things, and we all came together to put the set. And Hasbro came up with the most amazing box. It's a silhouette of R2-D2, gray and white. It has legs. It stands. It looks great. If you open your toys, you're going to want it. If you don't open your toys, you're going to want it. Also, these are the vintage bartender R2-D2 molds. Went through a lot of discussions. And this is the fit. So they have things like ankle joints, a retractable third leg. Assuming nothing is glued down, you'll see an arm that pops out. We don't know how it's going to be finally finalized yet, because things change in the production process all the time, and it's due in a couple of months. So I would recommend pre-ordering yours today. There's not a lot of other super articulated droids in the marketplace right now, and The Force Awakens had, I don't think, anything from Hasbro. Disney put out a couple of droids at theme parks, other than R2-D2. So take a look. Get some droids. Get some new Clone Wars guys. Get somebody from the original Star Wars. This is a great item, and I'm very, very happy with it. We also posted new Firefly Serenity Ship oversized plush slippers. They are soft, they come from the Verse, and they could be yours if you order them. Otherwise, they're not going to be yours. I would recommend making them yours. And honestly, with the holidays coming up and everything, you know somebody who wants slippers. Slippers are a good gift. And so many brown coats are still out there, and they love this stuff. So if they don't know it exists, surprise them with something great. We also received, and just subsequently sold out of, the Jurassic World Bashers and Biters Dinosaurs Wave 4-5. This set, you don't have to buy a whole case, you can just buy the two new ones, has the hybrid dino versions of the Ankylosaurus and the I-Rex. The I-Rex has spiny hat and back, it's pretty cool, and the Ankylosaurus has these big spines. It looks like someone grew a lawn on his back made of sharp things. I ordered a set, should hopefully ship out in the next day or two, and if you didn't pre-order a set, it might be a while before you get yours, just because they came and went, like, immediately. I didn't even know they were in stock before someone else recognized they were in stock and bought them all. So, pre-order them if you want them. I don't know if and when you'll see them at a store near you, but you can always order them from us and get them as soon as they're ready. We also put up pre-orders for the Masters of the Universe 3¼-inch Retro Action Figure Set Wave 2. It has He-Man and Skeletor, but also has Man-at-Arms, Trapjaw, and others. So get these if you haven't. I'm going to probably need to put an order in for these, as well as the Masters of the Universe Muscle Trash Can. These are Series 1 figures in random bright colors, kind of like they had in the 1980s for Muscle, because that's the whole idea. Pink and blue and green. There's also going to be a Chase green glow-in-the-dark guy in every trash can. You get 12 figures for about $20. That's less than $2 a figure, which is a better price than the 3-packs we sell carded, which I have bought all of, and they're great. You should get them if you can. We put up DC Retro New Teen Titans Mego-style action figures and DC Retro Shazam 8-inch action figures as well. So if you like DC and Retro, this is the way to go. The Teen Titans set, I think, is going to be some pretty hot stuff, so check those out. Or you can see our podcast page, and you'll see all this stuff. We've got a lot more I'm going through. Still getting through all my podcast notes. The Star Trek premiere was awesome. The entire cast who could make it was there. I got to see the composer. I got to see J.J. Abrams. I got to see Justin Lin in the distance. Conan O'Brien was there. So Comic-Con's a lot of fun if you can make it, and you can actually not work for part of it, which is really the tough part. So if you can make it next year, say hi. I didn't get to say hi to many people this year because, man, it was a busy show. But hopefully I'll see you next time, and I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Check out our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com, and have a great weekend.